Sanctuary NYC frees three illegal aliens charged with child sex abuse, assault, theft. By John Binder on July 14, 2020. Three illegal aliens living in New York City, New York, were freed into the general public after being charged with crimes such as child sexual abuse, assault, and grand larceny. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, agency has arrested this month 57-year-old illegal alien Alvaro Cuate Sachacal from Mexico, 58-year-old illegal alien Miguel Guzman Reyna from Mexico, and 20-year-old illegal alien Jonathan De Jesus Lopez from the Dominican Republic after all three were freed into the general public by New York City's sanctuary policy that shields illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. Cuate Sachacal has been charged with sexual abuse, sexual contact with an individual younger than 11 years old, sexual abuse, sexual contact with a person younger than 14 years old, subjecting another person to sexual contact without consent, and unlawful dealing with a child. ICE originally placed a detainer on Cuate Sachacal, requesting he be turned over to their custody. But the New York City Police Department, NYPD, released the illegal alien instead. What's so troubling about New York's sanctuary city policy is that it favors the criminals over citizens, Thomas Decker, ERO New York's field office director, said in a statement. Guzman Reyna, who was previously deported in 2000, was arrested for third-degree assault and second-degree harassment on May 11. Similarly, ICE placed a detainer on Guzman Reyna, but it was ignored and he was released. Guzman Reyna was formerly convicted for criminal possession of a loaded gun. De Jesus Lopez was arrested on grand larceny charges in May. After ICE placed a detainer on him, the NYPD freed him into the general public from custody. De Jesus Lopez was previously convicted for criminal sale of a controlled substance in a school zone and aggravated felony by federal immigration law. These three individuals clearly pose a significant threat to public safety, yet law enforcement agencies are prevented from doing the right thing, which is turning these criminals over to ICE in a safe, controlled environment, Decker said. There is no justifiable reason to release drug dealers, violent criminals, and sexual predators into American communities. In New York City, ICE also arrested these illegal aliens. A 48-year-old Haitian national arrested in Queens Village. The subject has previous convictions for second-degree murder, robbery, criminal possession of stolen property, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. A 51-year-old Trinidadian national arrested in the Bronx. The subject has a previous conviction for sexual abuse and sexual contact with a person younger than 14 years old. A 24-year-old Ecuadorian national arrested in Patchogue. The subject has a rape conviction. The victim was a child younger than 15 years old. A 51-year-old Bangladeshi national arrested in Brooklyn. The subject, previously ordered removed from the U.S., has a conviction for sexual abuse. The victim was a child younger than 14 years old. A 26-year-old Guatemalan national arrested in Brewster. The subject, previously removed from the U.S., has a pending charge for driving while intoxicated. A 56-year-old Filipino national arrested in Jamaica, Queens. The subject has a conviction for attempted burglary, illegal entry of a dwelling. As Breitbart News has reported, the sanctuary state of New York freed more than 7,500 criminal illegal aliens back into communities last year, including convicted murderers, child sex abusers, and assailants. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.